Good morning. It's December 22, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional holdings and analyst ratings for Analog Devices, Inc. Citing MarketBeat's data, Riverbridge Partners has reduced its stake in the semiconductor company by 3.4% during the third quarter, now owning approximately 388,000 shares. This adjustment places Analog Devices as the firm's 18th largest position, making up about 1.6% of their total holdings. In contrast, several other institutional investors have significantly increased their investments. For instance, Norges Bank has acquired a stake valued at around $1.8 billion, while Marshall Wace has ramped up its position by nearly 950%, bringing its total to over 1 million shares valued at approximately $258 million. Meanwhile, a number of analysts have updated their price targets for Analog Devices, reflecting a generally positive outlook. Wells Fargo has raised its target from $250 to $265, while Piper Sandler set a new target of $290. Additionally, Morgan Stanley has increased its target from $288 to $293, maintaining an overweight rating on the stock. However, there are some mixed signals as well. While analysts recognize strong growth potential, particularly in industrials, there remains a concern about execution and margin retention. Insider selling has also been reported, with key executives offloading shares, which can sometimes affect market sentiment. In terms of performance, Analog Devices shares opened at $274.44 recently, reflecting fluctuations within a 52-week range from $158 to $284. The company has a solid market cap of approximately $134 billion and reported earnings per share of $2.26 for the last quarter, surpassing analyst expectations. Looking ahead, Analog Devices has also announced a quarterly dividend of 99 cents per share, which translates to an annual yield of 1.4%. This dividend is set to be paid out on December 22nd, further underscoring the company's commitment to returning value to shareholders. Overall, the sentiment around Analog Devices remains cautiously optimistic, driven by strong fundamentals and growing demand in multiple sectors.
This report covers recent changes in institutional investment stakes in Zimmer Biomet Holdings, Inc. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, Wedge Capital Management has reduced its holdings in the medical device company by over 21% during the third quarter. This reduction involved the sale of more than 17,000 shares, leaving the fund with just under 64,000 shares, valued at approximately $6.3 million. In contrast, other institutional investors have taken different approaches. For instance, Carey Street Partners Investment Advisory significantly increased its stake by nearly 84% in the second quarter, now holding 327 shares worth about $30,000. Additionally, several other firms, including Headlands Technologies and Core First Bank and Trust, have entered new positions in Zimmer Biomet, showing a mixed sentiment among large investors. The stock itself has seen some fluctuations, currently trading around $89.25, down 1.3% on the day. Over the past year, shares have reached a low of $85 and a high of $114. The company reported earnings of $1.90 per share recently, slightly surpassing analysts' expectations while also achieving a revenue increase of nearly 10% year over year. Looking ahead, Zimmer Biomet has provided guidance for fiscal year 2025, estimating earnings per share between $8.1 and $8.3. The company also announced a quarterly dividend of 24 cents per share, reflecting a modest annual yield of 1.1%. Analysts have varied opinions on Zimmer Biomet, with recent ratings reflecting a consensus hold rating and a price target averaging around $107.50. This suggests a cautious outlook amid the ongoing changes in institutional ownership and market conditions.
This report discusses Gilead Sciences' licensing agreement with Assembly Biosciences for new treatments targeting recurrent genital herpes. Based on findings published by Street Insider, Gilead has chosen to exclusively license two investigational antiviral candidates from Assembly Biosciences, which are designed to treat recurrent genital herpes. As part of this agreement, Gilead will pay Assembly Biosciences $35 million, reflecting an adjusted payment after previous funding. This collaboration stems from an earlier partnership established in 2023. The licensed treatments are aimed at providing a once-weekly oral solution, which is significant given that no new therapies for herpes simplex virus have been approved in the United States or Europe in over 25 years. Currently, more than 4 million individuals in the U.S. and major European countries suffer from recurrent episodes of genital herpes, primarily driven by type 2 infections. Gilead will take on the responsibility for the further clinical development and commercialization of these treatments. Meanwhile, Assembly Biosciences stands to gain substantial financial rewards through regulatory and commercial milestones, as well as potential royalties from sales. They also have the option to share in profits and costs in the U.S. market, depending on the development plans laid out by Gilead. This move highlights a critical opportunity in addressing a long-neglected area of viral infections, as the helicase primase enzyme, crucial for the herpes virus's replication, is a promising target for new therapies.
This report discusses the appointment of Jack E. Stover to the board of directors at TransCode Therapeutics. A recent update from PR Newswire indicates that TransCode, a company focused on innovative cancer treatments, has added Stover to its board as it continues to advance its research in immuno-oncology and RNA therapies. He will also be part of both the audit and nominating committees, succeeding Dr. Magda Marquet, who is stepping down from the audit committee. Stover brings a wealth of experience to the role, with over 30 years in leadership positions within the life sciences sector. His background spans various aspects of drug development, diagnostics, and specialty pharmaceuticals, which could be invaluable as TransCode seeks to enhance its pipeline. The company's chief executive officer, Philippe P. Calais, expressed enthusiasm about Stover's diverse expertise, particularly his track record of driving transformative growth. Currently, Stover is the chairman of Tros Pharma, a firm focused on antiviral and oncology treatments. He has also held significant roles in other companies, including leading the merger of Tros with Onconova Therapeutics. His past experience includes serving as the chief executive officer of Northview Acquisition Corp., and he has held several key positions at Interpace Biosciences and Antares Pharma, where he successfully guided the company through critical stages, including major financing efforts. Looking ahead, Stover has expressed his eagerness to contribute to TransCode's mission of advancing cancer therapies, highlighting the exciting developments on the horizon for the company. As TransCode continues to navigate the complexities of drug development, Stover's leadership could play a crucial role in helping the organization meet its strategic goals.
This report addresses the mixed outlook on Costco Wholesale and its recent stock performance. As highlighted by Investing.com, Guggenheim has maintained a neutral rating on Costco amid growing concerns about its high valuation and softening business metrics. Currently, the company's price-to-earnings ratio stands at 46.2, which is considerably above the industry average, raising red flags for investors. The focus among investors has shifted towards membership renewal rates as a key indicator of Costco's health, reflecting a broader risk-on sentiment in the market. Recently, Costco's stock has dropped by 11% over the past 6 months, while the S&P 500 has enjoyed a 12% rally, widening the gap in their performance. This discrepancy in stock movement has resulted in the largest difference in the 200-day moving average since May of last year. Analysts have differing views on Costco's current performance and future potential. While TD Cowen has reiterated a buy rating and set an optimistic price target of $1,175, they note the company's investments in artificial intelligence aimed at improving various operations. On the other hand, Roth MKM has downgraded Costco to a sell rating, citing concerns over declining membership renewal rates and slowing paid memberships, and has lowered its price target to $769. UBS also remains bullish, keeping a buy rating while acknowledging a decrease in stock valuation based on earnings forecasts. However, Guggenheim's cautious stance reflects the belief that Costco is facing significant macroeconomic pressures that could hinder its performance in the months ahead. Overall, these developments present a complex picture for investors considering Costco stock, with both optimism and caution prevailing in the market. This report discusses recent institutional activity and stock performance of Paycom Software Inc. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Riverbridge Partners has reduced its stake in Paycom Software by 5.4% during the third quarter, now holding just under 445,000 shares. This reduction puts Paycom at the 20th largest position in Riverbridge's portfolio, accounting for about 1.6% of their investments. Several other institutional investors have also made notable changes to their holdings. Ethic Inc. entered into a new position during the second quarter, valued at approximately $566,000. Meanwhile, Aviva PLC significantly increased its stake by over 65%, bringing its total ownership to about 34,000 shares, worth nearly $8 million. Other firms like United Asset Strategies and Hussmann Strategic Advisors also established new positions. On the stock performance side, Paycom Software opened at $162.70 recently, with a market capitalization of $9.16 billion. The stock has a price-to-earnings ratio of 20.24 and has experienced a year-to-date low of $156.50, with a high of $267.76. In terms of earnings, Paycom reported earnings per share of $1.94 for its latest quarter, slightly missing analyst expectations. However, the company did see revenue growth of 9.2% year-over-year, totaling $493 million. Additionally, Paycom has announced a quarterly dividend of 37.5 cents per share, which translates to an annualized dividend of $1.50, yielding around 0.9%. The company's payout ratio is currently 18.66%, indicating a balanced approach to returning capital to shareholders. Analysts have mixed sentiments regarding Paycom's performance. While some firms have offered optimistic ratings and price targets, others have noted that the stock has underperformed compared to the broader market, framing the recent rally as largely analyst-driven rather than reflecting overall market strength. Overall, Paycom Software's recent institutional adjustments and performance metrics reveal a company navigating a complex market environment, with significant investor interest and varied analyst perceptions.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional investments in Motorola Solutions, Inc. Citing MarketBeat's data, Riverbridge Partners has reduced its stake in the communications equipment company by 3.9%, selling over 3,000 shares in the third quarter. After this transaction, their holdings amounted to approximately $35 million. Notably, other hedge funds have been active as well. Signature Resources Capital Management established a new position valued at around $25,000, while the Saudi Central Bank acquired shares worth about $29,000. Whipplewood Advisors made a significant move, increasing their stake by nearly 290%, now holding 74 shares valued at $31,000. Additionally, Rossby Financial raised their holdings by over 148%. And Twin Peaks Wealth Advisors also entered with a new investment worth $39,000. Overall, institutional investors currently control about 84% of Motorola Solutions stock. In terms of stock performance, Motorola Solutions opened at approximately $369.97. The company has a market capitalization of around $61 billion and a price-to-earnings ratio of nearly 30. Over the past year, the stock has fluctuated between a low of $359 and a high of $492. Motorola Solutions recently posted earnings that exceeded expectations, reporting earnings per share of $4.06 for the last quarter, which is higher than the forecast of $3.85. The revenue for the quarter reached $3 billion, marking a year-over-year increase of 7.8%. Adding to the positive news, the company announced a quarterly dividend of $1.21 per share, which reflects an increase from their previous payout. Analyst opinions on Motorola Solutions are mixed. While some firms have lowered their price targets, others have raised them. The current consensus among analysts reflects a moderate buy rating, with a consensus target price around $495. In summary, Motorola Solutions is experiencing notable movements in its institutional ownership, strong earnings performance, and an encouraging dividend announcement, all of which could influence investor sentiment going forward.
This report covers Morgan Stanley's positive outlook on Monster Beverage. In a statement, Guru Focus shared that the investment firm has reaffirmed its favorable view on Monster Beverage, citing strong sales performance in the United States and Western Europe that have exceeded expectations. The company is benefiting from advantageous pricing trends compared to its competitors and is well positioned for international expansion, particularly through its ongoing partnership with Coca-Cola. Following this assessment, Morgan Stanley has adjusted its revenue and earnings projections for Monster Beverage for the year 2026, raising the price target to $87 from the previous estimate of $81. Year to date, Monster Beverage shares have surged by 45%, reaching a record high of $77.17. Analysts continue to express confidence in the stock, maintaining a consensus buy rating. Monster Beverage is a prominent player in the energy drink sector within the non-alcoholic beverage market, with a significant portion of its revenue generated in the U.S. and Canada. The brand portfolio includes well-known names such as Monster Energy and Java Monster, and the company also has a stake in other energy drink brands. In addition to its core offerings, Monster Beverage has diversified by brewing and distributing beers after acquiring a craft brewery last year. Financially, Monster Beverage shows signs of strength, with a market capitalization of just over $74 billion. The company has demonstrated consistent revenue growth of approximately 12.7% over the last 3 years. Alongside an impressive operating margin of 28.31% and a net margin of 21.65%. However, it is worth noting that the gross margin has been on a gradual decline. On the balance sheet, Monster Beverage demonstrates strong financial health, highlighted by a current ratio of 3.19, indicating a solid liquidity position, and a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.03, suggesting low leverage. The interest coverage ratio of 564.49 further emphasizes its capacity to handle financial obligations comfortably. Despite these positive indicators, there are some cautionary signs, such as recent insider selling activity. Over the past 3 months, insiders have sold nearly 275,000 shares, while the company's Altman Z score of 27.31 suggests robust financial stability. Investors should be aware of these insider transactions. Valuation metrics indicate that the stock is commanding a premium in the market, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 41, close to a 2-year high, and a price-to-sales ratio near a 3-year high. The company's price-to-book ratio is also approaching a 10-year high, reflecting strong investor confidence. Technical indicators show that the stock is nearing overbought territory, while moving averages suggest a continuing bullish trend. Institutional ownership stands at over 66%, which indicates significant interest from large investors, although insider ownership remains relatively low at 0.4%. Overall, while Monster Beverage's financial health appears to be solid with low risk of financial manipulation, potential risks from.
This report discusses several companies announcing significant contracts and developments, including McKesson Corporation's upcoming financial results. In a new piece by Stock Titan, it was noted that McKesson is set to release its third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results after the market closes on February 4th, June 2026. Investors will have the opportunity to participate in a live webcast with the company's leadership at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss these results. Additionally, the article highlights various companies making strides in their respective fields. For instance, DataVault AI has recently received two foundational patents, which could bolster its market position. Sidus Space was awarded a contract from the Missile Defense Agency, further indicating a growing interest in defense technologies. Velo3D has secured a substantial contract valued at $32.6 million with the Department of War, signaling confidence in advanced manufacturing capabilities. Other notable mentions include Juicy Holdings partnering with EXAT.network and Kelvista Pharmaceuticals announcing the approval of their product, Ectoly. Meanwhile, Oversonic Robotics has entered into a supply agreement for humanoid robots, showcasing the increasing demand for robotics in various sectors. These developments across multiple companies reflect a dynamic landscape where collaboration and innovation remain key drivers in advancing technology and healthcare.
This report discusses recent institutional trading activity involving JP Morgan Chase & Co. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, Voya Investment Management has reduced its stake in the financial giant by over 17% during the third quarter, now holding just under 3 million shares. This decision follows the sale of over 600,000 shares, and JP Morgan now constitutes less than 1% of Voya's overall portfolio. Interestingly, other institutional investors have been more active, with Baskin Financial Services increasing its stake by nearly 3%, while Peak Financial Management established a new position valued at $228,000. Notably, Addenda Capital saw a significant increase, raising its holdings by over 40%, now owning more than 87,000 shares. Additionally, insider trading has been observed, with a company executive recently selling nearly 1,000 shares, a move that slightly decreased their position. Turning to stock performance, JP Morgan's shares opened at $316.68, with analysts noting its market capitalization near $862 billion. The company's recent earnings report exceeded expectations, showcasing strong revenue growth and a solid earnings per share figure. Looking ahead, JP Morgan has recently announced a quarterly dividend of $1.50 per share, reflecting a yield of about 1.9%. Analysts have varying views on the stock, with several raising their price targets, reflecting ongoing confidence in JP Morgan's financial outlook, despite some mixed signals in the broader market. In summary, while there are notable reductions in some institutional holdings, the overall sentiment remains cautiously optimistic as analysts continue to monitor developments within JP Morgan Chase. That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.